I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. If you would like to contact me, please do so by email at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. He is just completing his semester's work at school right now. Welcome, Pastor Drew, to our show.
Bruce, thanks again for having me on.
It is a pleasure, as always. I really enjoyed our show last week, by the way, where you did a double duty in a double segment.
I always love that. Always good.
It was fun, and we never do have enough time. Speaking
of
which,
it goes by so quick.
We have a time as the subject today, punctuality. I imagine you find that occasionally a problem with all the teaching you do at Calvary Church, with people showing up late for services, just sauntering in the middle, or maybe even the end of a service occasionally. And I'm wondering what your feelings are about how that feels, how you feel people have changed, what it means, what it shows, and what our kids are learning and doing in this regard.
Yeah, it's interesting. At Calvary, we even, I wouldn't even call it affectionately call it, because it's more of a nuisance, but we refer to it as Calvary time. Let's say we've got an 11 o'clock service, and I'm preaching, so I do that once a month. I'll be doing it again at the end of January. And it's, you know, starts at 11 o'clock, and I look up at the room, and it's about half full. And over the next 15 minutes, people are continuing to fill their way in. And by the time I'm just starting to preach my message, so after the music and kind of the intro part, I'm trying to get everybody's attention towards the direction that we're headed in. And people are, you know, making their way to their seats, and that Calvary time, I think, has really become so pervasive, and it's really distracting in a lot of ways.
But of course it is. Not to mention the word that I've been using since the beginning of the show is it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
People have arrived early, you're distracted by people that are moving down the aisles.
And the interesting thing is there's a lack of punctuality in arriving, yet they always leave early. There's always a group that leaves early to be punctual, I guess, to their lunch spot or wherever it may be. So, you know, they're not only coming late, but they're also leaving early. So that Calvary time, it kind of hits both ends.
That's funny. Well, do they time it in many cases just to be there for the sermon?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people come just for the sermon. A lot of people leave either, you know, right before the offering. But then there are some people.
Well, you got to avoid the offering, because that costs money.
It does. Got to get the free, inspiring message. I met somebody, I think it was about 2 months ago, they said that they found out a way, because they love music, to time their morning so that all they do is sing and worship. So they said, you know, I'll come in and I'll start in the adult services and I'll sing with them, and then I'll move to the middle school age group, and I'll be in the back, and I'll hear them sing, and then I'll move to the high school, and then the little kids.
That's so funny.
So, you know, we kind of use time and our timing, you know, to get what we want in a lot of ways.
Well, you know, the other thing you do at your services, and I imagine this is common throughout all religions, is you start by singing. So it's a warm-up, just like movie theaters start with trailers. That is basically just acknowledging human nature that people are going to arrive late. So theater starts with an overture. So nothing starts on time, mostly because it's acknowledging human nature is probably going to be a little late.
Yeah, and, you know, even before an opera starts or a play starts, you know, you hear that ding, 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 you know, out in the halls, and people know, okay, that means we got to go in. Even at Calvary, we have a 5-minute countdown clock so that people will come in, but we almost need to have a countdown clock outside and out on the roads and the freeways, you know, for the people coming in late. But really, I see it all throughout culture. And, I, you know, in your column, I think it was a really good observation the prevalence of technology to now text somebody or call somebody that you're going to be late, I think is accentuated and enhanced this idea of not being on time.
Because it makes it okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm running late because, and by the way, I think people now use traffic as the go-to excuse, whether there really is traffic or not.
Well, related, you know, tonight I'm going to be taking my family out to dinner down in Hollywood. We're getting together for, you know, an early holiday meal as a gift to them. And on the website it says, when you make reservations, know that it always takes extra time on the roads on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so plan your time accordingly. So there, I wonder if the restaurant has noticed that people show up late, or I bet call for the reservations, hey, you know, I'm stuck in traffic, I'm going to be 10:30, you know, an hour late. So now even the websites are anticipating that and saying plan accordingly.
Well, some restaurants take actual deposits now for reservations because of the flakiness of people that make them and don't show up.
Boy, that reminds me of L.A. Story with Steve Martin. I thought that was just in the movies. They're really doing that now today.
Yeah, I've found that out to be true.
Wow.
Tell us more about the kids. Given that you're the high school minister at Calvary, how are you noticing punctuality and flakiness or lack of flakiness among kids and their arrangements between each other?
Yeah, I think flakiness is such a good word. I hear that word so often. I don't know when that started in our American culture, that word being used, but it's so prevalent today. I'll see things from kids talking about getting together over lunch or, you know, for the weekend, or even being invited to a birthday party. They're not RSVPing. They're not showing up, even if they do say they'll show up. It's interesting. It kind of across the board, if you can just give an excuse, whether it's a text, a voice message, or even posting on a Facebook wall the next morning, hey, I'm sorry I couldn't make it because of so-and-so, I think this generation feels like it's okay just as long as you communicate some sort of excuse.
My kids are far less bothered than I am by their flaky friends. They will be left, you know, holding the ball, so to speak, on a given evening of a weekend. And I will be hurting for them, and they just kind of shrug it off. So they are growing up with a comfort, as it were, or a familiarity is probably a better word, with this sort of behavior.
You know, I wonder what that's going to do in the long term. They might say now, oh, well, you know, it's not a big deal that so-and-so didn't show up for my birthday. But I wonder, as that happens more and more, how they'll be affected in the long run if they feel like people can't really be trusted, if their word really isn't their word. And I wonder how that's going to shape this generation, even as they get into the workplace and the idea of working relationships and marriage relationships and friendships. It'll be...
Well, it may change in the social world. I don't believe it's going to... It has, or it will change in the work world. If you show up chronically late, you will be fired.
Very true.
That period. That's not going to change unless it's your company. If you're an entrepreneur, you can do what you want. But if you're an employee and you are regularly late, you're gone. So that's not going to change.
But then you wonder, though, if this generation who is okay with flakiness, is okay with friends being late, as they grow up and as they get past that mantle of leadership in a company, I wonder, in the same way that now, you know, casual Fridays have become just casual workwear, seemed crazy 60 years ago. I wonder if that might be a change down the road. That
it may be when it's a freelance work, because then it's not checking in a clock. It's just an assignment.
Sure.
So
yeah,
there could be more freedom there. Pastor Drew, we are out of time as usual, way too quickly. Where can our listeners reach you if they'd like to?
Through our church's website, which is calvarycc.org.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Merry Christmas. We won't be live again until 2011. And a Happy New Year, Pastor Drew. It's been great having you on my show, and I look forward to continuing in 2011.
And I as well. The time has gone by too quick.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. It really has. Thank you so much.
My blessings.
Okay, this is the Bruce Allen Show. We'll be back after these messages.
All right, guys, you're doing great, but Arnie, you're a little flat.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. where the treetops glisten, and children listen.